I did want to finish Kuf Sadivav, even though it's somewhat difficult for me to give shiur today. If you notice that things are off in my face in the way I'm speaking, it's whatever. Try to look past it and go straight to the learning. We're in the middle of discussing the 5 days, the Palata Shechva Zera, going into the Shiva Nekiyim, and I don't remember how far we got. Does anyone remember how far we got in the discussion? It was the last thing we said. What? Artsvi. Okay. So we were going through how we got to the 5 days to begin with, and all the chumras that the Rama added in. Maybe we'll just quickly say it over again. We had the Gemara Nida Daf Chav Beis and Pesachim Daf Pei discusses what happens when a man becomes a Valkari during Shiva Nekiyim, and the conclusion is that it's not so said the previous days, but it also is not Ola. We had the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, whether a woman who's Poletas is the same as a Valkari. Do we assume that it's like Tumas Maga, that she's Tamei Mishum Nogeya B'Shechvasera, or that she's Tamei as a Poleta Shechvasera? Is she Roa Havya or Nogas Havya? And we paskin that a poletus is just like a balkeri. So for a woman also, during the day, it's going to, that she's poletus shechvazera, it's not so ser, but it also does not count. And then we had a discussion in the Rishonim regarding the Gemara of Samach Zayin. It says that even though a woman can be toveles biyom zayin, we don't allow it because we're concerned that she will be roed dam later that day, and that will be so ser the Shiva Nekiyim. So the Rishonim are all bothered by the kasha. What do you mean that she'll be roed dam later that day? There's something else that's going to be fundamentally problematic, and that is that she's obviously going to be poletus shechvasera on that day. So that alone should ruin everything. So we did the different approaches in the Rishonim, and the Rush is the one that we stick with, where he says based on mixayom kikulo, we can be mekel, and won't work for dam on the seventh day because dam makes the whole day tame, whereas shechvazera just prevents a day from being ola leminyan. But over here, you already were ola leminyan by the first half of the mitzayom, and we said this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, so in Sif Yud. So now, how long do we have to wait? Do we assume that a woman is poletas? So there is a sugya Masechta Shabbos about this, how long zera remains viable, and we got to the conclusion that what the Shulchan Aruch assumes in Sif Yud Aleph, 12-hour periods, which is 72 hours, and that's what we assume, that and medically it bears that out, that 72 hours she's poletas shechvazera. Now then we discussed how do we extend from 72 hours to 5 days, to the point where we say that if a woman gets her period on a Sunday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all out, she can't start counting Shiva Nekiyim. So and that it depends on when a woman gets her period and not when the last time she had Tashmish was. So the Rama quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin in Sim Reish Mem Hei that we add an extra day for Bein Hashmashos. So that's one move. The other move is that we don't count from the time that she had Tashmish, but from the time that she last could have had Tashmish, meaning that it's a low plug. That's the those are the two chumras of the Rama. There's a third chumra that the Rama mentions and yet rejects. And that third chumra is that it shouldn't be 5 days, that it should be 7 days in advance. But the Rama says, Ein tam bedavar, so we reject that. So good. So that is, we got pretty much there. Now, there are a number of exceptions to this rule of waiting 5 days from the time that she got her period. So first is, and this is what we left off with, is that if the couple was halachically forbidden from Tashmish, meaning she had never become Tahora since the last time she counted the 5 days, so the assumption is that you don't have to recount the 5 days because it's even though we're going to count from when she was last, not from the last Tashmish, but when she was last able to have Tashmish, over here she couldn't have Tashmish because she was Asura the entire time. And that was the ingenious suggestion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Har Tzvi. Anyone have the Mar Makom in that Har Tzvi? Anyone find it? It's there. You don't have to look that hard to find it. So in the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Har Tzvi, has that ingenious suggestion with the woman with the very abbreviated cycle. Good. That's one exception. A second exception, a kala would also seem not to have to wait. The Shach in Sif Katan Chaf sort of discusses this. If you look in, I mean, not sort of, he does. If you look in the Shach, in Sif Katan Chaf, so the Shach writes, yeah, on that line, that Ein Mechalik Bein Shimsha and Baila, Lelo Shimsha, that we're not Mechalik between whether she was Meshamish and Baila or not, so the Shach writes that the minig is to wait unless it would otherwise be a Chubas Nida. Right? That's what the Shach says. The Shach says, even though Lechora Misvara, a kala shouldn't have to wait, but the minig is that we wait. He writes, ugedola mizu nohagim shafilu kala eino sofer shivnakiyah madyom chamish liriyasa. That even a kala doesn't start counting shivnakiyim. Now a kala is not a poleta shechazera. I mean, barring shotgun weddings or whatever, but a kala is not poletus shechvazera. But nevertheless, that's the minute. Even a kala is in the sofer shem nekiyim ad yom chamishu liriyasa. Apol bisha dain lo ba'achasun liir. Apol bisha lefi da'ati in the hachmir b'zeklal. V'lo niskar b'shum posi kadmono achron. Mikol mokom lo yehel kedvar mutar v'achirim nagu bo yisir. He says, look, there's no reason for such a chumra, but it's a minute. Meaning, if we have to choose between doing a chuppas nida, which the Rambam paskins is not even a nisuin, you can't even do a chuppas nida, that it's lav shmei chuppa, I'd rather sacrifice this minag of observing these 5 days in advance of the wedding, in advance of the shivanakim, for a kal who's never even been with the husband, rather than sacrifice Shita Sarambam with Chuppas Nida. Good. So that's what the Shach writes. If you look in the Dagul Mervava, so Dagul Mervava writes, Ulai Kavanaso Kishalo Haisa Nida Kodem L'Ri'iya Kiron Besula Sharasa Pam Rishona Vadat Eisa Besula's Damin O Menika Shaisa Taura Beis Mizvayla V'rasa Ata Pam Rishona Chavdal Chodesh Avalim Haisa Kvar Nida L'Shaychum Rizuklal. He says, how do we make sense of this chumrah? Let's say you have a woman who has been asura labayla for the last 5 years. And imagine, you have such a woman. How do you have such a case? You know, the story we told Ramesha and his wife in Russia. Right? There's no mikveh. There's no ability to go to the mikveh. So then finally, they have mikveh. They have the ability to go to the mikveh. So what? So the Rebbetzin asks, can 5 days before Shivanakim? Of course not. We just got through saying that as long as she was asura, then there is no din of paletas. So says the Nedev Yehuda, says the Dagul Rav, I don't understand. The Kala has been a Nida her whole life. Since she's 12 years old, she's been a Nida. So you can be, I understand that there could be a minhag, that even when it's not shayich that she would have been with the husband, we're still going to require 5 days. But this is worse than that. This is mamish, she's been asura, she's been a Nida the whole time. So even if she had been married and the husband had been with her and living in the same house as her, we'd be makel on the 5 days because she's a nida. So how could she be machmir on the 5 days now? So Nedev Yehuda says he doesn't understand this chumrah at all. Now, obviously, the Shach holds that it's a low plug, you know. I mean, Nedev Yehuda says the only way this would make sense is if she was a besulas damin, and this was the first time she ever became a nida, which is very unlikely in a contemporary situation, right? That's the only way this would make sense. This is the first time she's seen. But she was kvar nida lo shayichum rezuklal. So anyway, that's a second possible exception where maybe we would not require the 5 days in advance, that where she's been asura is exception number one. Exception number two, maybe a kala, because the whether you say like the shach, because it just doesn't make any sense because she hasn't been with her husband, or you say, you know, you'd even stronger because she's been in need to the whole time, which makes it the same as the first exception. Because then you could say such a low plug, right, that she's technically muteres in the sense that she wasn't a nida, at least. So she wasn't in Isser Kaveis. But the Ashulchan and the Biurim says that even if she was in Avelus, she would still have to wait the 5 days. But Ramesh's Mekel, in Yardei Chelek Dalid, Simon Yud Zayin, Oschaf Aleph, he's Mekel. Ramesh writes, Isha Shek Sharasa, he's a Prusha Mibayla Machmas Isser, O Mishamachla, im olula zman haprishal antanas hachamisha shalvei hazayin nikiyim. So he says, if it's machmas yom haveses, and there no way to be porish kol meis le'eis, and the veses comes miyad v'layla da'acharkach, kivon de machmas isur ha'isa haprisha, nechshav yom zeh b'min nechamisha yom denogin shalolim nosan b'zayin hanikiyim. V'yamei avelu shalol o shala, if either he or she is an avel, da asurin b'tashvash mitzad isra avelus, shalom mitzad isra nidus, shabasefer darki tshuva, kufzad yivav, sivkat and peyvav, hevi mesefer tsevet yushalayim, didaitois et chile sheinet, shichlamtin, machadois asur b'tashvash, that really you wouldn't have to wait because they were asur, avshu mitzad isra acher da avelus, even though it's got nothing to do with nidus, it's an avelus related isra, Aval Chazuba Masharad Medrash Tanchuma, Darki Tshuva changed his mind because of Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Metzora. And then Rav Moshe writes, Hinei Laniya Saiti Mestaver, Shein Tzarek Lahamtin Miyom Ariya, Ela Dalad Yom Shetzvich Lahamtin Kidikas of Arash, Shema Tifla Shech Vazera. Then Paltos Soseris Meyek Redin. So you can be Gozer, Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha, but in the case of Avelus, you can be Mekel, says Ramesha. So this is exception number three, that some would say it's not an exception because the Isra has nothing to do with Nida, the Isra is an Avelus related Isra. But Ramesha says, even though the Isra is an Avelus related Isra or a Vesus related Isra, bottom line is they couldn't have Tashmish, and if they couldn't have Tashmish, Mela, you could start the clock.
So when we say that she doesn't need to wait 5 days, it means she doesn't need to wait any days, or it means that she only needs to wait...
Meaning you can start counting the 5 days from the last time she was muteras. So if they were in Avelus for Shiva, and she got her period on the last day of Shiva, her 5 days are already over, right, as soon as she stops bleeding. Fourth exception, let's say, and this comes up all the time, let's say they were refraining from Tashmish because she was staining, and they thought it might lead to a period, you know, a common sense prisha, which happens all the time. So it depends really how similar do you think that is to a vesa. Meaning when you ask Rabbi Willig, he said, my wife is staining, I'm not sure, maybe it will be her period, but it's not a period yet. So he'll say 24-hour common sense prisha, right? Just see what happens, see what develops, so you don't want to risk it, so for the next 24 hours... So to him, that's a veset, meaning there's better than figuring out times on the calendar is when her body is telling you that it's very likely about to happen. So if that is a din of a veset, so if she's asur mishum veset, and that would start the clock on the 5 days, this would also start the clock on the 5 days. I hear poskim that are machmir on that. I'm always makel on that because the whole thing is such a chumrah to begin with. Granted, it's in the Ramban, we do observe it 100%. But when you're treating it like a veset, so you're being porish. So I would think that one has plenty of room to be makel on such a thing. Fifth exception. Yeah.
On that, so you could have a case where there's spotting, so you're porish for 24 hours.
And then it taka leads to her period.
The say it doesn't lead to her period, so then the next day they presume tashmish, and the following day it leads to her period. In such a case, you would be makel.
No. If they had tashmish, I mean, if they even thought they were allowed to have tashmish, it's a problem. This is so that it went straight from them being porish till it actually straight into without any break in between, straight into her actually having her period. That's.
Yeah.
Now. A fifth exception, Rav Moshe, or a possible exception, may not be, Rav Moshe is machmir if they were refraining as a result of a doctor's orders. Essentially, Rav Moshe says, not in so many words, that people don't always listen to the doctors, and it's more like a husband being out of town and less like an isser. Let's see if I find his exact words. Ubiisha shaisa asura mitashush mitzad sha'asrua harofim mitzad eza machla. If a woman is not having tashmish because the doctor said for whatever reason, Pashut, says Rav Moshe, Shalom et Sarfin and Azman Shapir Shubishvil Zeh, Lesacha Mesha Sayamim. That definitely doesn't count. Tolo Nechshav Zeh in Yinisir. Avshav Be'etem Ike Isir De Chavalas HaGuf L'Divrei Arofei, even though obviously you have to be healthy and you're not supposed to do unhealthy things, Shalom Nechshav Zeh Isir L'Inshi. People don't think of that as a real Isser. And if people don't think of that as a real Isser, then it's not going to count toward the 5 days. Essentially what Rav Moshe says is that, you know, doctors tell you a lot of things. You know, Dunkin' Donuts is still in business, even though you'd be hard-pressed to find a doctor that will tell you that it's a good idea to eat at Dunkin' Donuts, right? Meaning, nothing, I'm not, like, it's not a statement. Nothing new there, right? with the doctors. So, meaning people, you know, people sometimes listen, sometimes don't listen as much to their doctors. That's human nature. And even though the reality is chamir sakanta meisur, right? The reality in halach is that sakana is more, treated more severely than isur. It's not the reality of human psychology. And a person, a frum person, is more likely to do something unhealthy than they are to do something that's asur. And that's just, I think I may have mentioned to you, I have a friend, a guy I used to be friendly with when I lived in Cedars, who had the hardest time in the world going on diets, and he needed to. He couldn't control himself. Chocolate cake was his weakness, and he would eat like entire chocolate cakes, and it was like very, very hard for him. So he started taking the Dharm. So he took a neder that I'm not going to, and he knew the chumra of a neder. So he took a neder, no chocolate cake for 6 months, and he lost like 25 pounds. Because he's not going to violate Nisa Daraisa. I mean, it's Chazav Treif, right? So he's not going to violate Nisa Daraisa. But to violate doctor's orders, I chamir sakanta meisur. Okay, but that's the reality. So that's what Rav Moshe says. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to be wrong about it, but I think Rabbi Yisrael Reisman paskins the other way. I think Rabbi Yisrael Reisman tells people that if the doctors say no good, then they can't have tashmish, then you can actually count that toward 5 days.
Rabbi Reisman seems to see it nowadays that people aren't that from and everyone trusts their doctors. Or would you say
the opposite? Does he see the Matthias as having changed?
I would assume that that's the Matthias now. I mean, it sounds like people listen to their doctors nowadays.
I don't know. Not always. Like I said, Dunkin' Donuts is still in business. I don't know. Not always. Not always.
Yeah. We say that if there's been a period of Issa, then we wouldn't have that would be potential maybe for 5 days. What about today with Dam Tor? Because really, with the Oraisa, they would be allowed, you know,
Yeah, but anything that we're knowing Issa is for sure.
So once we know Issa, like we're not worried that. Because it's not the same level of Issa or.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Another possible exception, number six, a woman has an IUI, intrauterine insemination, which means that she doesn't become pregnant through the act of tashmish. They take some of the zera, hopefully the husband's zera if they can, and they put it directly into the uterus. Right? They stick it all the way directly into the uterus, and that way they impregnate her. So what if that happens during Shiva Nikiyam? Right, they have to do it during Shiva Nikiyam. Would that make her Poleta Shechva Zera? Now this is actual Shechva Zera going into her body. So you would think, like, that's got to make her Poleta Shechva Zera. So when we were at Machon Pua a couple of weeks ago, they told us they're making on that Shaila, which I was surprised. But they said, they explained why. They said it's a tiny, tiny drop, meaning the volume of zera that goes into a woman with a regular ejaculation is like 1,000 times the volume of what goes in with an IUI. They pick out like, you know, one little tiny, tiny drop of zera that you can barely even see, and they put it all the way in. Most of what comes out is because it didn't get all the way in. It didn't go all the way upstream. But they take a tiny drop and they plant it directly all the way up. That in a way that it can't come out. That's Aleph. Beis, they said, the low plug may have only been about a Maisabiyah. Meaning, Poletz Shechvazer means Shechvazer is coming out of her body. Right? So you say, okay, so what if a woman doesn't see any Shechvazer coming out of her body? Low plug, right? If you had Tashmish, we assume the Shechvazer coming out. Yeah, but maybe that low plug was only when there was a Maisabiyah. Maybe when there was Tashmish. If there's no Tashmish, then there's no low plug. The Mi'iri in the fourth parak of Nida says, and we discussed this last time, that there's no tumas poletas with pachas mibas. Oh, we didn't discuss this with pachas mibas gimel. Why? Because there's no ma'isa bia with pachas mibas gimel. He doesn't spell that out, but mstama, that's what he's saying. That because it's not tashmish, so mele there's no poletas. And in the sefer Rishume Aron, Rafelder says that Amisha was makel also on the cheshbon that it was inserted so deeply. Shlomo Zalman was makel, Rav Yashu was makel. I think Rav Vazner is machmir on this issue in Shevet Alevi Chelik Tesim and Kuf Pei Gimel. So you could hear both studim, but it seems that the minig is to be makel on this issue. So even though it's zera that's going into her body, we're going to say that she doesn't have the status of a poletas. How many are we up to? That was six exceptions. Exception number 7. Ramesh has this famous bungalow column in Tshuva, where there was a couple that it's Minuk Flatbush, or was, I don't know if it still is, I assume it still is, that they that no one wants to be in Brooklyn for the summer. I don't ever want to be in Brooklyn, but no one wants to be in Brooklyn for the summer. And the women and the children go to a bungalow colony, and the men work wherever they work throughout the week, and they come up for weekends. So the shaila was that a woman's lel tevila, if everything goes as scheduled, was going to be on a Monday night. And the husband's already back in the city, right? Not in the country. So for those who are not familiar with the language of Flatbush, the country means the Catskills, the city means Brooklyn. Okay, so the husband was going to be in the city; he was not going to be in the country on Monday night. So but she has a short enough period that if she that she doesn't bleed for more than 4 days. So if you let her just do 4 days, then her lel tevila will come out on Sunday night, where the husband's still in town. Now, when the husband If they make the 5 days, not only are they not going to have Tashmish Monday night, it's not going to happen Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Thursday night either, because he doesn't come back until Friday. So you're costing yourself pretty much a whole week by being machmir on this extra day, which is a chashash bein hashmashas. Right? So that was the shaila that Rav Moshe was asked. You look in the tshuva there, Rav Moshe has a very funny lashon in the tshuva. He says that he's makel, but only once. You shouldn't do it multiple times. You shouldn't rely on this kula more than once. Like how often does that happen? Like in a single summer? Like it's a little bit unclear. He partially bases it on the Shlach HaKadosh. Shlach HaKadosh permits a day for Bedika if the alternative would be a Lel Tevila on a Friday night after Yantif, meaning if the alternative is going to be marchik the chafifa from the tevila, because that's also a halacha compromise. Typically, as we'll learn about, it's best to do the chafifa and then right away go straight into the tevila. But if a woman is going to prepare her body for the mikvah, get rid of all the chatzitzas, and then have to wait 48 hours before she goes to the mikvah, so that's not so geschmack. That's not good from a halachic perspective. If you look in Pesachei Tshuva, in Sifkat and Tazvav, he quotes this Shlach HaKadosh. Says I'm b'shlat of kuf aleph, shekasav zelushono. Ma'isa baliyadi bi'isha achas shahi yom dalu nidasa v'lo shimshe im baila b'laila shekodim riyasa. So a woman was on the fourth day of her nidus, did not have tashmish the night before she became a nida. V'itarti la lilbosh levena b'yom dalid u'haskul hisper b'yom hei. He said, I allowed her to do a half sektara on day 4 and start counting Shiva Nikim on day 5. Kim Haisam Haskalis Lisper Biyom Vav, Ozhe Bal Lel Tvila Bal Shabbos Shachri Yom Tov. Because it otherwise would have led to Lel Tvila on Friday night after a Yom Tov. Mutav, Shenania, Chumrazu, Kede Lekarifa Tvila Lechafifa, Ad Kalashono. And then the Sitar says, now take it a step further. Even if she did have tashmish the previous night, I'm willing to be makel. So Moshe uses that a little bit, even though it's not really the same. Right? Meaning, in that case, the kula is smichas chafifa l'tevila. In our case, what's the kula that you're taking at the other end? It's in Mitzvasona, Shalom Bayis, Pru Revu. So Rav Moshe says that he thinks considering that, that we could be makel, considering that all of this is a major chumrah. Then a final potential exception. And this is a fascinating one historically. The Bach says that even though the Shoel in the Truma Sadeshen, the one who asked the Shoel in the Truma Sadeshen, sounds like we're machmir even if ain baila bi'ir, even if the husband hasn't been around, we can hold that if ain baila bi'ir, yesh lahakel. Demiyad shetifsuk v'tara, samach l'bein ashmashos timna l'macharasa. That her husband hasn't been around anyway, so there's no problem with the Shekhla Zara. So as soon as she's able to get a clean bedika, she's good. So Shach and Sivkat Mechav says that this is totally incorrect. Right? Shach and Sivkat Mechav takes issue with this. The Kasva Bach, he says, exactly what we just said. I, from the Truma Sadeshen, sounds from the Lashon HaSha'ela, that the Shoel thought to be machmir even ain by the ear, but milashna tshuva shalom hiskir sham lahachir b'zeh mashpik sasavach yesh lahakel. We don't have to worry about what the Shoel in the Truma Sadeshen said to be machmir about this, because when the Truma Sadeshen responded to the Shoel, he wasn't so machmir. So says the Shach, vein dvar mirin. Well, why not? Why does the Shach think that you can be medayek from the shoel and not from the tshuva? He says, because everyone knows. Talo noda shasheilo shem tshuva sedeshen asa mahari bala tshuva satzmo. Because everyone knows that the tshuva sedeshen was fake. I mean, not fake, but the shailas weren't real shailas. He wrote the shailas himself. So he was the shoel. So don't tell me, I can be medayek from the fact that tshuva sedeshen doesn't include this in his tshuva, that he disagrees with the shoel on this point. No, he doesn't disagree with the Shoel. He is the Shoel. How could he disagree with the Shoel? V'lo sheshel alu ha'cherim k'mo b'psaka v'ksavav. You know, chelik beis of Truma Sadeshen, the psaka and ksavav of Truma Sadeshen, not for sure, those were actual Shoelos. I think elsewhere in Yerodeya, the Shach makes a similar point, but he has a lashon that some of the Tshuvas, the mixas, some of the Tshuvas are written by the Truma Sadeshen, most of them, but he doesn't say all. Over here, it sounds like all of the Truma's of Volume One, all the Shailas in Volume One were written by him. Va'od says the Shachdim Kain, Amaylo Pashut Midya Shailas Zub, El Hadam Pashut Kim De B'Shele Mashva LaHedya Ein By Beir V'Lo Shimsha and Kain Gam B'Tshuva Kain. He says, I think that Ein By Beir is enough reason to be Mekel. So that's what the Shach writes. I mean, this could theoretically come up, right? There are a lot of men that go on frequent business trips, so they're not be'ir for a few days before the wife becomes a nida. I don't think I've ever been asked this shaila, though. I don't think women think of it. I don't think they ever would have thought of it, you know, because they just know they become a nida 5 days and then you count to seven. Also, most women will bleed for 5 days anyway. But if you have a woman that bleeds for less than 5 days, so probably there's room to be mekel, especially if there's some sort of shalom bias issue, or if there's some other, the shach is mekel at the end of the day on this issue. But again, I don't think in all the years, I don't think I've ever been asked the shach. Anyone see what poskim say, what contemporary poskim say, what does Rav Adya say?
I was going to maybe add another exception.
Yeah?
That, let's say the woman, her ovulation date is within Shivani Kiyam, maybe you can say that we only 4 days or something.
Well, for Pru Ravu, so we'll get there. So, yeah, that's more of I guess you could call that an exception also. So we'll get to that as well. Yeah.
To clarify, the Shach's Mekel on which question?
If in by Lebi'ir.
I thought you were saying from the Truma Sadeshen it sounds the Shoel was in Chumrah.
I'm sorry, you're right. The Bach was Mekel. The Shach was Machmir. You're right. The Shach was Machmir. Okay. Now, can she manually remove the Shechva Zera? So the Beis Yosef quotes a Rishonim that she can lie in her stomach and that will remove all the Shechva Zera and then she won't have to worry about Poletus anymore. Wow, that would solve the problem. Other Rishonim say that doesn't work, but if she actually manually removes the Zera, then maybe that would be enough. And it's not a violation of Hashchas Zera, because the Zera that can actually impregnate her has already done its job, meaning whatever she's removing now, it's too late for that. So the Rama in Sif Yod Gimel is machmir, even if she removes it all. Which makes sense, because the Rama is machmir even if she never had tashmish. Right? So obviously, if she has tashmish, she removes the zera, so obviously we're going to be machmir. So we're machmir on that. We do not allow for makeup based on the woman manually removing any zera. Our Sfarda make on this.
As long as there's only to be makeup on the kala. Just to rely on this for the kala.
A kala after the first bia. To allow her to wash herself out and that she won't have to count. Assuming she actually became a nida, because he's makeup anyway with Tom Basulim. Ravadia or Ravadi, you said?
Ravadia.
Ravadia. Okay. Now, there are a few other cases that need to be discussed to conclude our discussion. After consummating the marriage and having Dam Besulim, the Taz and Sifkat Nehe calls from the Marshal that the Chumra of Dam Besulim is only Chumra to begin with, so you don't have to also add the fifth day onto the Chumra of Dam Besulim. So you can be making on that. Meaning, 4 days, yes, but you don't have to add the fifth day. That chumra the Ramah you have to. However, it should be pointed out that's only if the reason she's tame is purely because of the chumra of Dam Besulim. Most kalas, when they get married, do plan and schedule to have their period, a couple of days after they get married. So if they actually get the period, then you don't have any such chulas, even if it's a very short period. So it's not so nogeya, but strictly speaking, we'd be able to be making on such a thing. Furthermore, the Nedvi Huda, Tinyani Yardesim Kufchav He, and the Mi'il Tzedakah in Simulam Beis discuss what happens if a woman got her period after going to the mikvah but before she was ever with her husband. I would have thought, of course you're machmir, we count from last time she was Muteras Labayla. Rabbi Sablowski thought to be Mekel on that Shaila that the post can discuss. And even within the Tzad Lahakel, the Sidre Taran, Sifkat Namta says that's only if she got a period before she made it all the way home. But if she only got a period once she got home, even though she hasn't had Tashmish with her husband yet, you have to be Machmir. Mil Tzedak is Mekel in this issue, then the debut is Machmir in this issue. Again, I guess why Rabbi Sablowski thinks that we can make on this issue is, first of all, it's very, very depressing for a woman that she made it all the way, went to the mikveh, and then, like, before she was with her husband, got her period. So to add on chumras, which we recognize are only chumras, at that point is a lot for a person to handle. But again, strictly speaking, since we do measure by last time she was Muteris Labaila, and after coming out of the mikvah, she is Muteris Labaila. So, it's like if you're going to rely on Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Kula, so the should be Machmir over here. Meaning, is it totally? It's not totally when she gets her period. It's totally when she's Muteris Rasur Labaila. The most important detail over here is fertility issues. All the poskim say that you could do away with the fifth day and maybe even rely on not having had tashmish for a few days prior, like the mechaber, like she did on the mechaber against the Ramah, if she has a short cycle and she keeps missing her ovulation and that's why she's unable to have children, what they call orthodox infertility. Rav Moshe in Yardei Chelek Beisim Peidalid says that she would that we would waive the gzeira lo shimsha atu shimsha for fertility reasons. However, Rav Moshe used to regularly tell people not to get so nervous at the beginning of marriage. Meaning, and that's something that was recommended by a lot of poskim, that sometimes a couple, it's very hard. They say that for a couple of type of fertility issues, like the worst place to be is like Ramat Eshkol or like Gross, where like everyone around you is having babies. So a lot of times people get nervous before it makes sense to get nervous. A couple's been married for 6 months and she hasn't gotten pregnant yet, and they think the world is ending. So my she used to say, don't we don't even have to talk about it for a year or two. after a couple of years if nothing's happened, then there's what to talk about. However, I think Dr. Ragat pointed out that if she has a 26-day cycle, then why wait for 2 years to talk about it? Meaning you know that she's going to have orthodox infertility. So then you deal with it right away. Right? Meaning if it's just like she has a regular 30-day cycle but she's having fertility issues, so fertility issues, you're still figuring it out. Even just that app, Tashma's probably still figuring out for a while. So you don't have to get nervous over a year of her not getting pregnant. You wait, you know, over the first year of her not getting pregnant, you wait a little while, not to get too nervous. But if it's a 26-day cycle, so you know exactly what the problem is.
Just to clarify, you're saying Ramusha is natal, she doesn't have to wait 5 days at all, or only the fifth day?
Well, for sure the fifth day, and he was even willing to waive the gzeira of lo shimsha atu shimsha, meaning if they didn't have tashmish for a few days, so to even start counting those 4 days from the previous tashmish. Nowadays they usually adjust her cycle. I mean, there's so many ways to play with a woman's cycle. The shach and sivkat and dalid, sivkat and chav dalid, rather. Shach Sivkat and Chav Dalet Ubeis Yosef Kasa B'Shem Arash Debatavla Lel Shvi'i V'Shimsha B'Yom HaShvi'i Nami Lav Stirahi V'Tovelos Miyad Li'achashiva Kivin Shapalta K'Sheheir HaYom HaShvi'i V'Kasa M'Bana L'Haskim Devere Smak L'Arash Yishlam D'Mash Kasa Smak Stira D'Lachashiva Lav Stirahi Hainu L'Acha Lel Shvi'i Ayin Sham. So the Shach is telling us, and the smak quoted by the Beis Yosef, a woman had tashmish on day 7 of Shiva Nekiyim because she went to the mikveh day early. She went to the mikveh day early. So she probably has to wait another 3 days, but not the full 5. Meaning, the bottom line is, she didn't count Shiva Nekiyim. She only counted 6 of the 7. And they made a mistake. They had tashmish. So she still needs to count another Naki day, so you have to wait till she's done with Poletas. That hopefully is a very, very rare case. Although I did once have that. I once had a case where a woman had been married for 7 years and had consistently been going to the mikveh one night early because she misunderstood her kala teacher, the entire 7 years of her marriage. That was crazy. Meaning so that's why it's very important that chassan and kala teachers, and whenever you teach chassan and kala, always say that the night of the hefsek tara is day 0. It's not day 1. The same night of the week that you do the hefsek tara, say it as many ways as you can. The same night of the week that you do the hefsek tara before shkia is the same night of the week that you go to the mikvah after tseis hakochavim. You make sure people are clear about this, because otherwise they're like, I'm doing a bedika during the day on Tuesday as her hefsek tara, so she thinks, so that's day 1. And then she's going to end up going to the mikvah on Monday night instead of Tuesday night, so that's obviously very bad. So hopefully that doesn't come up so much anymore. I think certainly in our circles, these nuschaos of how to say it have made the rounds, and that's pretty much the nusach that we use. It's day 0, it's not day 1, same night of the week, right? So in a way that makes it very clear to people. Yeah, that was actually very... That couple's divorced now. I don't know. I'm not into, like, the heebie-jeebie stuff, but, like, who knows? That marriage was doomed. The smak also discusses a woman who found a chatzitza after having... It could also be the guy who's just mean to her. You know, like, whatever. But that's... All right. The smak also discusses a woman who found a chatzitza after... No, she was... Whatever.
It
was both ways. In Gans and Meshuggah. There was no Shaila. The smak. Forget that. If I had any chashash, they were listening to the Yeshiva, maybe. Okay, anyway. The smak also discusses a woman who found the chatzitza after having been with her husband. That sometimes happens. That a woman has, they already had tashmish, and she discovers a chatzitza. So most of the time that happens with OCD people, and it's not really a chatzitza. Meaning in terms of when the shayla comes up, so you got to know who you're talking to. like describe the chatzitza exactly. What is it? So, you know, if it is where it really helps to know the person, if you know that the person, you know, has OCD and they're likely to think along these lines. So good, so then you could be make it right away. If not, you should ask questions to try to figure it out. But sometimes it could happen that she finds an actual chatzitza, not a chatzitza d'oraisa. No, there's no such thing, essentially, unless she puts on a scuba, whatever, and goes into the mikveh that way. You're not going to have a chatzitza d'oraisa. But a chatzitza midrabanu, we'll get into these inyanim in Kuf Sadiches. But the smak discusses a woman found a chatzitza after having been with her husband. So she has to go to the mikveh a second time, but does not have to wait. Why doesn't she have to wait at all? She was with her husband. Because her Shiva Nikiyim already over. Meaning the Palitza Shekva Zera only has an impact on Shiva Nikiyim. It doesn't have, it's not going to just automatically be, make you count something that doesn't exist. Yeah, so this is this smack, it's kedai to see inside in the Beis Yosef where he quotes these inyanim from the smack and the rayas. So I will take a look at that. But Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, hopefully I'll be good, and we'll start Kufza Design Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. That is all I've got for Kufza Design. Have a great day, everybody.